Chief Finney, I want to first just get bearings on what you know about these attacks so far. How many attacks have you seen that fit the pattern that everybody's been talking about?
Well, I think we've had 21 different incidents that fit this pattern throughout the city.
And when did they begin?
About the middle of August is when we first began to see the first few occur on a weekend. And then last weekend we experienced about three others, two outside the area of the campus.
Okay. And have they all been within Champaign? Have you heard reports of anything else nearby?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I've seen some media reports outside of Champaign in the Urbana area, but I'm not familiar with that investigation.
Have you been talking with the other police departments?
And certainly we talk with all the area departments and work with the ones in the immediate area with the Sheriff's Department. U of I, of course, works with us, and also Urbana.
Do these attacks occur at particular parts of town or particular times? Are you seeing any pattern in that way?
Well, the most prevalent pattern that we're seeing is on campus at a bar closing, or actually probably in the area of midnight to 3 o'clock. That's where the majority of them are occurring.
But there's been a few others at other places as well. The ones that happened this past weekend, where were they?
Well, we had one in the Centennial area, and that was this past weekend. We had one on campus, and then about three weekends ago, we had a couple of the parks.
Okay. Do you know if one group of attackers has been involved in all these cases, or several, or have you been able to identify that yet?
We don't. We don't have the arrests that we've made. There's no real connection with being one particular group. We've arrested approximately five or six people. There's been no real connection with the previous attacks. All we're going by is the descriptions and the locations and time of day.
The arrests that you made, were they all from one incident?
No, those were from a couple different incidents.
Okay, were they arrested at the scene, or were the people that you came up across later?
They were arrested. Two of them, and two arrests that we prevented the attack, were arrested at the scene. A couple of other arrests were made after the attack that we engaged in foot pursuits and caught the people.
When were those arrests done?
I think the most recent arrest was 2 weekends ago.
So obviously they couldn't have been responsible for all of them since the attacks have continued.
Correct.
Do you believe that that the groups of attackers are connected in any way? Are these copycat crimes, or is there some coordination among them?
No, I don't think there's any coordination. These are crimes of opportunity. The vast majority of being on the campus, we see individuals hanging around the campus, and then we'll have an attack later tonight with some of the same descriptions. So they're using remote areas, away from busy areas. They're using their ability to follow people around to make the opportunity to attack someone. But we haven't been able to say that they're only in one location. We've got the campus area again as the largest area of attacks, and then a couple of them occurred outside, probably just from the ability to come across something that they wanted to do.
Why do you think these particular attacks are happening now?
Oh, I can't say. I can't say why they're happening now. Several years ago we went through a similar incident, and they were pretty prevalent, and it died down, and now we're just seeing another spate of attacks.
So this is not the first time that these sort of attacks have gone through a phase in Champaign?
Yeah, I think this is probably the most in the shortest period of time. But we occasionally have these type of attacks in an area, and we work through them. They're usually not to this number.
And you don't know. You don't remember which year in particular that those occurred?
No, somewhere in the 90s.
Okay, somewhere in the 90s. So before your time here with the department.
That's correct.
And in that case, were arrests made? Or was it arrests that stopped it? Or was it just that the attacks ran their course and people did other things?
Well, I'm not sure. I know some arrests were made, but again, I don't know that it was all the same people.
These attacks have generally been described in the reports I've seen in the news media, and the releases come out from your department as black on white. Is this always the case?
Well, it's not the release that came out from our department. These reports, that individual reports, where the victims are identifying the suspects.
Yes, exactly. We're talking. I was talking about specific reports of individual cases I was seeing.
Yeah, that's correct. The majority of the reports have indicated from the victims that the suspects are African American, and almost all of the victims are white.
The five or so people you arrested, were they African American?
The majority were. There was at least one Hispanic member in there as well.
Is this a pattern, the factor of race? Do you know if this in particular plays a role in the motivation for the attacks?
I don't know the motivation. The factor of race only plays a role in our description. It doesn't play a role for the motivation. We're unclear on the motivation. The attacks are very random. They're senseless. So I can't say what the motivation. The motivation doesn't appear to be robbery or any other theft or for property. They appear just to be senseless attacks. The race issue is what it is. That's the description given to us. That's the description that we're working off of in terms of suspects.
So there haven't been any robberies in connection with these attacks? And
there's been at least one incident where a wallet was taken, but I think that was given up by the victim as an attempt to get the attack to end.
Have weapons been used in these attacks?
I think the only weapons that we've had reported was objects such as a sticks or brick.
Mm-hmm. You said that this happened a few years ago in Champaign. Have you seen things like this, similar waves of attacks? Have you heard about them happening in other cities?
Not to this extent. Again, we've had in our city attacks such as this, but they haven't been, again, to this level. And they haven't necessarily been, black on white issues. We have a number of street robberies and street attacks that occur every year. This is just a kind of an unusual spike in it that is focused on particular black suspects and white race. But at other times of the year, it varies.
You've asked the public for information and to help in arresting people and solving these cases. Have members of the public provided you with any information, any of it helpful?
Well, because of the situation in which they typically occur, there hasn't been a whole lot of witnesses to it. And that's part of the success of these attacks is to, follow a lone person off into a remote area and then cause the attack. And everyone there is involved in the attack, so they're not likely to come out and be a witness to it. Now, we have had some witnesses that when there's been one or two people who have been very helpful. What we're looking for is people who know people who are doing this that could provide us with information on the attacks. We're also looking for people who might be witnesses to them, who maybe in the past have been afraid to come forward, that we need that information.
Have you gotten anybody along those lines to talk with you?
We've gotten a few Crime Stoppers tips, but nothing substantial in terms of someone saying, I know who did it. I know who, I witnessed it.
Do you think there's a lot of resistance towards, going over that barrier and doing something that others might see as snitching?
No, I think the issue is, again, the method of which the suspects operate. The one thing they don't want is witnesses in the area, so the vast majority of them are going to another area and doing it. On Green Street, obviously, if it's green right on Green and in some of the areas, there should be some witnesses. We have yet to have people come forward. A lot of it might be that people are leaving the area when they see the fight, so they're not witnessing a whole lot. But again, the majority of these are occurring where someone is following someone into a remote area to do this.
What has your department been doing, beyond working the crimes themselves and trying to solve them, to prevent future attacks from happening? Is there anything your department can do?
Well, along with some of the other agencies we're working with, namely U of I and the county, we're saturating the areas on the weekends and the times that we think that these are going to occur. Our numbers are very high in those areas. They have been for the last 8 weeks. That allowed us, at least in one situation, to intervene before an attack occurred, and it also allowed us to be very close to some of the attacks when they've occurred, so we've been able to catch some suspects. So we're going to continue that, or we're going to continue to do surveillance. We're going to continue to saturate areas. We're going to have marked and unmarked cars in and plainclothes people, obviously, in the area until these attacks stop.
Is this a difficult nut to crack, if only because these attacks seem to be so spontaneous?
That's exactly the problem, is they are spontaneous. It's easy to move them to another location. Then we have to, you know, find out and track those locations and move with them.
And what can people do, what steps, practical steps, can people take to avoid being victims of attacks like these?
Well, I think the major thing is to be aware of your surrounding. A number of people who have been attacked are either intoxicated or have gone out on their own. Some haven't. Some have been, have actually done what the tips have asked, is be with other people, and they've been attacked as well. But for the most part, they prey on people who are by themselves, who they deem to be weaker than them, either by intoxication or size, or just general numbers. So make sure that you're either walking an area with somebody. The other thing is report it prior to it happening if you feel uncomfortable. If you're walking down the street and you feel uncomfortable about your surroundings or the people around you, call us, let us be in the area and check it out. The other thing is if this does occur, report it immediately. It increases our chances of being able to catch the suspects if we're getting a report right after it happened, rather than waiting a day or so to report it. So report it immediately. Let us get to the area. Let us work the case and see what we come up with. Again, avoid being an easy target. Try to avoid being intoxicated and walking alone.
Okay, Chief Finney, thank you very much for talking with me.
Okay, thank you very much.